I spray geysers of sputum when I get really into this. Second of all, I flail my arms and spin around and gesticulate as I'm doing these stories. Third of all, I just cut one. Kind of wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a bag and become a lawman. Well, after roll call, after listening to that no-good college puke bald-faced lieutenant tell you how to conduct yourself, you pause for a minute in front of that full-length mirror right there outside the roll call room. Over the mirror, there's a plaque that says, "Does your appearance inspire respect?" And you look at yourself with your bulbous alcohol-induced nose, your pendulous Bavarian cream-filled belly, the button missing on your uniform blouse, your citation book hanging out of the back of your pants, and you spit a wad of tobacco juice right in the center of the mirror. They let it drip down for the next bald-faced rookie to check himself out. You go walking down the hallway of the police department, sure enough, there's a bunch of young police explorers listening to the desk sergeant explain what it takes to be a law enforcement officer. And there are all these teenagers looking bright-eyed. "It takes a commitment to community," he's saying. "It takes an ability to change things that can't be changed." That's when you walk up, drop trowel, and you say, "It takes a pair of these! Avocado-sized doodads!" And as the explorers stare in shock, you grab a fistful of flesh and say, "You need two of these. Gotta be ready to jump into a fray. You gotta be ready for a fracas at any time. You gotta be ready to sling lead there. You gotta be ready to go through a plate glass window at a moment's notice. But most of all, you need a big pair of hairy knees. Look at these." The kids back up against the wall. Sure enough, outside you hear it. A protest outside the police department. "Man, this is great. You don't even have to drive to get the way you can put some hickory wood against skull." Yeah, man, a protest. Hot damn. You run into the supply room. "Could I check out a canister of tear gas? But yeah, yes, there should be. Yeah, here we go. There you go. Here's a breathe deep in. He says, "Aren't you going to warn him before you throttle him?" You say, "Well, I got a warning. Here, see what it says on my nightstick. If you can read this, you're too close." You take a beat the hell out of him. And then bring him inside. Fuck him.
How's this for Saturday?